This is the Neds NRL Punting Podcast with Jarrell Yao Yi, Oscar Panifex, Liam Fogarty, and Jared Timms.
G'day, punters. Welcome to episode 23, season 2 of the Neds NRL Punting Podcast. Going retro with the intro today because in terms of panels, it doesn't get a lot more retro than this. My name's Jared Timms. With me, 63 games for the Broncos, 3 each for the Maroons, the Indigenous All-Stars, and the Kangaroos, Jarrell Yao Yi.
And attendance to 300 games, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, so, okay. Good news stat.
Whatever.
Good news stat.
It's just what I do. I'm just a good friend, okay?
We'll come back to that in just a minute.
I'm the lucky charm.
Also with us, I said, let's bring back Chris Garry, and they said, nah, this bloke's got a contract with us now.
Thankfully.
Rugby league writers, Oscar Panifex.
Love it when paperwork saves my bacon. Happy to be here, boys. Thank you, Jared.
We've got our hands absolutely tied here. Now, the reason it's a retro panel this week... Of course, Liam Fogarty, nearly forgot his name then. He's out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, exactly. He is gone for his wedding and joining us, Ned's NRL Punting Podcast OG, Ryan Cook.
It's good to have the band back together, boys.
It is. It's
how
bad.
Does it feel? Yeah.
The mullet's gotten great. Bigger.
It's flowing
looks,
now, boys.
Good, but, mate.
Good to have you yelling g'day punters in my ear again.
I haven't done it for a while.
Yeah.
I think I've done it once this season.
I've got a little tingle down my spine and somewhere else.
Ooh, nostalgia.
I was going to say.
Why is the table levitating?
Yeah. Drop this back down. All right, let's get stuck into it. How was DCE's 300th game?
It was amazing.
Was it?
It was a bit weird. It was a bit weird to be able to be there for, obviously, someone I'd just been at 300 probably 10 weeks ago in Ben Hunt. I was getting sprayed by a few boys saying I'm a traitor, obviously, because I was there for Hunties, now I'm there for Chez's, wearing Hunties jersey.
Did you get a Manly jersey on?
No, I wore a 300 DCE shirt.
Yeah, right, okay. Was he wearing a Manly jersey on the... On that?
No.
Oh, God.
No. Just no, he was. Of course he was. Happening. What was he wearing? Nothing. Of course he was.
That was after.
No. It was his standard celebration when he does anything right, and that's his finger up in the air. No, it was a great weekend. Took the family down. Got after a sad day. I got a pretty cool story about how that happened, but I think I'll tell it in.
We'll come back to story time.
But yeah, it was very cool to be a part of once again another one of those.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's my last. I can't do any more of them.
Yeah, right.
They're too old.
Mate, and the crew.
It's like a grand final celebration.
The crew, anyway, we'll get back to that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get stuck into this week. The Melbourne Storm celebrated their 25th anniversary last weekend. I find it absolutely incredible that they've been in the league for 25 years now. I still remember them coming in quite clearly, to be honest.
I do as well. It's... and they did it in a fashion that not a lot of people agree to.
No, well, they've... Oh, God, I can't get my words out. I'm just so excited that you're here, right? Take a breath. All right. Scene. Controversy has reared its ugly head with celebrations trophy presentations for the stripped 2007 and 2009 seasons. Is it fair play, Jarrell?
Is it they've got replicas of those? Yeah. Do they get taken away from
replicas.
Yeah.
Greg Inglis has got a really good tattoo of it over his heart as well.
I don't really care anymore.
Yeah?
Nah.
So it's play on, is it?
Yeah, I'm not even bothered by it. I mean, look, it's something that at the time, I still remember when I first found out. I was on the bus. I think we were on the bus back from Newcastle, actually. We're having a few after we'd pumped the Knights coming back to Sydney.
Yeah.
I still remember all the older boys going... You know, sucked in. And I didn't really understand it at the time, but they were caught. I mean, look, you still can't take away from, you know, all the training they did, all the hard work they put in.
Yeah.
They just got caught doing something they should be doing.
Yeah, well, they put in all of the hard work. They just had too many really good players on the board.
It's probably another thing now, and hence why, if it wasn't for them, though, we wouldn't have all these rules in now. So they did something good for us, I think, the Melbourne Storm. They got caught. They kept it in a book. Like, idiots.
Yeah.
Rookies.
Well, I frankly don't agree with it because it means that Manly have been stripped a rightful double. They should have done the 07-08.
Do you feel, would you happily take that?
No, probably not, to be honest. Like, it's a bit of a crook.
Good point.
Do you know the strongest memory I have of that is that they had physically written out an incorrect book, by all accounts, that they then stuffed behind a filing cabinet, and that's how all of this came out.
I know. When we found out, I was like, you can't be that silly.
It's like some underbelly stuff.
It is. Like, why were they keeping track of it anyway?
I don't know. I suppose you've still got to keep track of where you've done the wrong thing. Yeah,
let's write down all the illegal things you've done just so we don't forget.
Jeez, my book would be pretty big.
Be a ledger.
All right. And it's time for story time. What have you got for us? All right. Anything else about the Storm? Done with that? No?
I think the bigger gripe has to be with the league, though, doesn't it? I mean, they had a chance to make this right when it happened.
Yeah.
The asterisk should be next to the NRL.
Yeah.
True.
Does it mean then that stripping premierships retrospectively means absolutely beep and nothing?
Well, right? And that's why we're sitting here having this conversation and going, I don't really care about it because I don't think it does mean anything.
I'm just trying to get 5 minutes of content out of this. So, okay, cool.
Oh, we got two to go then, boys.
Absolutely battling this afternoon. Punters, I apologise. Let's move on. Val Holmes has been sat for 3 weeks after being found guilty of a shoulder charge on the Titans. Jaden Campbell, I believe it was, wasn't it?
It was.
On the weekend. Now, it's not the first time that he's been in trouble for this sort of thing. Is it his tackle technique or is he a bit of a dog, Jarrell?
I think he's unfortunate.
Yes. Do you reckon?
I do. I think he's unfortunate. I think that's it's not the first time it's happened, but it's not the first time someone's slipped into his... into his tackle. I don't think he's raising. I don't think he's raising upwards. I think he's actually going in aggressively how you should be going in for a tackle. And the one on the weekend was just,
Did he try and wrap on the weekend? Or was it just off the shoulder and Campbell went down?
It wasn't a shoulder. Like, his arm wasn't pinned down by his side.
Yeah.
I think when you're jamming in at that speed outside in,
you're leading with a shoulder if you're shoulder charging.
Yeah, right.
Like, he is tackling. I feel like what you see is he's front on.
Yeah.
He's not leading with a shoulder.
Yeah, okay.
So it's pretty unfortunate for him. I don't really care because it's the Derby this weekend. So I couldn't be any more happy than...
Apparently, yes, tonight. So we're recording this Tuesday afternoon and they've just announced that he's going to challenge it tonight.
Oh, he is.
Judiciary. If he gets downgraded, it's, I think, a $3,000 fine. Mm.
And he's got plenty.
Play this weekend.
Yeah, it's so risky to challenge it, though.
Because
it could get upgraded at 4.
So he can go for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's bad for them because they're on the cusp right now.
And boy, are they. And that's probably after losing to the Titans last week too. Yeah.
Do they? What's their depth like within that position?
They'd either push Murray Talangi into the
centres. Or Gemma Shibasaki.
And bring Cole Felt in, or they'd put in Shibasaki or Zach Laybutt play a few games.
Yeah, true.
And he looked quite good in the centres.
Yeah, he did.
Zach, when he played.
I mean, it's a big risk because you miss 4 weeks. I mean, do you just take the three and go, I mean, we've got five, so... I mean, you got five to go.
Yeah.
So he comes back in two. They probably only need to really win three out of the five, you'd say, to slip in there.
I think they need to win at least three, if not four to guarantee that they're going to play five.
Yeah, it's risky. It's one of those things, though. Like, if someone is slipping in and you're hitting your shoulder, it's a contact.
Yeah.
So it is unfortunate. I don't like to see it, but... it's just the way it is. If you get contact with the head, that's just the way it is.
Surely coming up against the Broncos in this derby, though, it's worth the roll of the dice. I think I would do it.
I just looked at their draw. So they got Broncos this week and they're bye in round 24 and then Sharks. So if they leave it as is, he'd just miss the two games. And then after that, they got the Dolphins and then the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe they're thinking if it's an extra four, they can still maybe handle the Dolphins without him.
Mm-hmm.
Just spitballing here. But
yeah, I mean... It would be really bad to see him be out of the game and then miss out because, you know, he's a strike centre for them and he's been playing well the back end of the year.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, geez, surely they're good enough to just do it against the Dolphins.
They must have a good case. Have a good case because you wouldn't be going in there willy-nilly. Like, they have to have a pretty good case.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's stay with the Titans. They did win that game. Now, former Titans, well, it's not really staying with the Titans, but I'm looking for any bloody segue this afternoon. Former Titans boss Justin Holbrook seems to be a man in demand now. He's reportedly been linked with 4 or 5 Super League clubs, but the big one this week is that the Knights have reportedly already met with him to discuss the future. Is this a dog move on Adam O'Brien?
Well, look, I did say I thought Adam O'Brien was a guy who was out of the job.
And
they've they've had all these injuries at the start of the year, so they're starting to come good. I think it's just this might have gone on since he's been sacked.
Yeah.
So now that all the rumours are coming out now, it's probably a bad time for the rumours to come out because they're starting to go well. Look, I think he's had an opportunity, Adam O'Brien, to, you know, get them in a position. I mean, I think he made a pretty bad decision at the start of the year to move Kalen Ponga into the halves.
Yeah.
As we can clearly see that he is out and out one of the best fullbacks in the game.
Yeah.
So those decisions can lose your job and... It looks like Holbrook's he's a great coach. I just don't think that it worked at the Titans. They might need a change up at the Knights, and yeah. I think that might be the guy. So it sucks, but that's rugby league. It's the way it is.
What happens now if the Knights do continue coming good? They sneak into the eight and they, God forbid, make a prelim.
Yeah.
What do they do from here?
Yeah, I mean, the timing of it's just the strangest thing for me. I thought I read somewhere that the Knights CEO came out and said that the speculation was false and they hadn't met with Holbrook.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah, I could be misremembering, but yeah, the timing's just so bizarre. They're playing really good footy, probably the best footy we've seen from them under Adam O'Brien over the last month.
Like,
you know, they've had good games here and there, but they've put together, you know, three or four really good performances in the last few weeks. I think we've spoken about Jackson Hastings a lot on this podcast.
Yes.
His ability to bring the best out of Kalen Ponga, the try that KP scored last week, down a short side, Hastings was able to isolate Fitzgibbon one-on-one with Jamal Fogarty. And like, those are repeatable actions that Hastings can do over and over and over again. And now a guy like Ponga's benefiting. I won't be surprised. Like I said this to you off air before, I can't believe we're going to be talking about the Knights maybe playing finals this year, but I won't be surprised if they scrape in at this rate.
Yeah, but I honestly, where there's always talk and speculation, you know, it's something happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't just happen for no reason. And I think we're smart enough to be in the realm of media a lot to listen. I think there's chess moving at the moment, and it looks like it.
Do you think Holbrook is truly a great coach?
I don't think he's a great coach, but I've heard a lot of good things about why the players love playing footy for him.
Yeah.
So maybe tactically he's not the greatest, but he can get you up and he gets you excited to be at training. And for me, that's what I want in a coach. I mean, I never really looked at tactical stuff. I was on the wing, so that wasn't really my thingy. But if
throw
I could
me the ball, put it down.
But if I had a coach,
fast catch.
If I had a coach that could get me up, you know, and get me going, that's who I want to play for. And for me, Anthony Griffin was one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't teach me anything tactically, but he kept it simple, and he did with a lot of other our players. So I've heard a lot about Holbrook being just a great person and you know, making training enjoyable, making it a place enjoyable. So is Adam O'Brien doing that at Newcastle? Or is he, you know, at the start of the year he was freaking out. Like, we were talking about him getting the arse.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're winning, everything is so much more funner. So it's starting to go that way now for the Knights.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Where there's whispers, there's always something. So don't be surprised if at the end of the year if Holbrook is at the Knights.
I only asked because I was looking at Newcastle's Reddit page just before we started recording, and the fans are laying into Holbrook saying they don't want him, and probably because they're feeling a bit more optimistic about playing finals this year.
So. Yeah, definitely.
It feels a bit of a sideways move to me.
Yeah.
Based on what we've seen on Holbrook's NRL resume as a coach and put that up against O'Brien's, is there really that much of a difference?
You could
argue Titans have had a better squad during
Knights
that time
last
as
year,
well.
Was it right the Knights last year? Did they start to fall off? Were they starting to come good at the back end of last year as well, like the Bulldogs?
Oh, yeah.
I think they might have fallen away.
Did they?
I think they started hot, didn't they? Or was that this year?
Yeah, that was
last year.
Certainly 2 years ago when Mitchell Pearce was still there. Was he there last year, Pearce?
Oh, look, I just put it this way. I think if Knights are looking for a change because they're not made by final footy, they need to make a change and they need to make it fast.
I have a feeling they're going to get rid of O'Brien and then Holbrook's going to sign for, like, Warrington or something like that, in which case, isn't that the most Newcastle Knights thing of all time?
I feel bad for him. I do feel bad for him, but like I said, it's just if it happens, it happens. I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the year O'Brien's gone and he is in there.
Oscar, I'm going to put you on the spot here because you said I had to think about this and couldn't really pin one off before we started recording.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the most underrated player in the NRL today?
Yeah, well, I said I didn't mind your shout, Greg Marzu.
Finally, we're agreeing.
Yeah.
We did overrate it last week. We didn't agree.
His upside obviously is huge. I think he's cleaned up a lot of the shitty errors and poor defensive reads that he had at the Titans last year. So, not a bad shout. My first thought was Lachie Ilias, who I don't think people recognise the work that he does. He's not often throwing the final line break assist or try assist pass, but he's the guy straightening the attack, compressing the defensive line. Yeah. He hasn't had the best last kind of 8 weeks or so, but I think overall, Lockie's probably a little bit underrated at this point of his career.
Really came on after sort of being thrown in when Reynolds left as well, didn't he?
Yeah, so I think he's doing a job. Yeah,
okay. Ryan?
It's hard to find a player on the Dragons that you can say this for, but I think Blake Laurie.
Yeah, okay, nice.
Re-signed through to 2026, start of the year. Always been healthy. He's averaged 20 games a season. He's cleaned up a lot of things this season, like missed tackles and penalties were a huge problem for him last year.
He loved that.
Yeah, averaging over 100 metres a game. So, yeah, I think if he
was playing at Melbourne, like if you swapped him and Josh King, for example, we'd probably be talking about Laurie as a smoky, you know, blues front rower.
Yeah, good shout. I'm really keen to see what the punters have to say about this one, actually. It's a shame it hasn't been up beforehand because boy, overrated player is everyone comes out of the woodwork for that.
Yeah.
This is a lot calmer and there's a lot more blokes I reckon you can pick from.
I think it was harder to find an underrated player though. Mm.
Yeah.
I think it is than to find. Like I went with Scott Drinkwater.
Yeah.
Because I think he's, you know, I think he's always been good, but we're actually seeing a little bit more towards the back end of this year
for
the Cowboys. And he probably hasn't had the best run with injuries as well.
Well, he wasn't in at the start of the season, was he, when they were going horrifically? And he's come back in, found a bit of form, and the Cows look really good.
I just think every time he touches a ball for them in that side, he makes a difference.
Yeah.
He does make a difference, and he makes them a lot better. And he's got that individual about him, like he can make something out of nothing as well. And you wouldn't think that he's that type of guy, but you got to remember he was coached by the best Billy, you know, with Billy Slater. It helped him down there in Melbourne, and there's a lot of good fullbacks that have come out of that. That place. So I think he's and he was 18th man for New South Wales in the last game. So I liked that was my tip.
Talking about Melbourne fullbacks, Nick Meaney,
probably
a little bit underrated.
Okay. Yeah,
the job he's done for there. I think Jackson Hastings you could probably throw in there.
Probably Remus Smith from Melbourne as well.
Great shout. Yeah. He's the best defensive centre in the game when he's fit. Just doesn't get any of the recognition. Yeah. Nice, Jared.
Well done. Yeah.
I'm vibing here.
What's going on today?
It's the last couple of weeks. I'm coming on a lot more.
Just don't say Reece Walsh is overrated again.
You're 23 weeks too late.
But statistician, ex-player, who gives a shit what I have to say, honestly?
No, I'm the who the fuck is that guy.
Yeah, I think you're right, and that's why we've got you back on this week. Liam who? No. All right, Oscar, there's 5 weeks remaining in the regular season and you're outlining some burning questions for round 23 on the Neds blog this week.
Yeah, well, I had a look. There was just a couple of big upsets over the weekend that I think kind of flipped the race into the top eight on its head. Obviously, Cows losing to Titans.
Yep.
There was another one as well. I'm mental blanking here. Hang on, let me get the draw up very quickly.
Raiders lost.
Exactly. Nice. Yep. Had a look. There's 2 points separating 5th through to 11th on the ladder. So, I just kind of posed a couple of questions of what some of those teams outside the eight might need to do to get in and also who might drop out if that was to happen.
Yeah.
Manly Seagulls, to start with them, playing good footy at the moment, the Dirty Birds.
Mm.
I think Daly Cher Evans, we've spoken a lot about him. He's in vintage form at the moment, but guys like Lachlan Croker, Ruben Garrick are supporting him really well. But I think if the Seagulls are to get into the finals this year, they need Josh Schuster to be playing, you know,
hitting his straps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His best footy is good enough to get them into 7th or 8th.
Watching
spot.
Him up close and personal on the weekend was pretty cool.
Was it?
He's hard to handle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just, you obviously watch it on TV and you think you don't see the contact as much.
Yeah.
But he just looked like he had spiders.
He's
on
a
him.
Really big boy in the flesh too, isn't he?
Yes, he's a very big boy.
It doesn't translate on television.
There's a lot of big boys in those sheds on the weekend. It was cool to be in there.
I can't wait for this story. What else have you got?
So Newcastle Knights, they're, like we've just mentioned, sitting in 9th at the moment. Probably they've got the best for and against out of any of those teams still vying to get into the finals. So that could really work in their favour. Like, I won't be surprised if they sneak in. Obviously, KP and Hastings are crucial to that. Looking at the Parramatta Eels, they get Dylan Brown back this week. I think Dejan Arcee did a really good job in attack replacing Dylan Brown, but defensively, he's got some issues. Melbourne ran in 5 tries down his edge last week, and he was the target. And he's been the target for a lot of teams' attack over the last month of footy. Dylan Brown is arguably the best defensive half in the game. In terms of, you know, one-on-one tackle technique.
Right, okay.
And, you know, running game, he's got a wonderful combination with Moses and Gutherson. So it's a long shot for the Eels, I think. They're really missing Regan Campbell-Gillard, Sean Lane, Mike Acevo's still out. So unlikely, I think, at this stage. But, yeah, Dylan Brown will make a difference for them. And then the Titans really put it together against the Cows last week. Yeah. Kieran Foran,
was so
that was vintage
good.
Foreign, wasn't it? Yeah. How did they go from that?
If they were a bit more
the
up the if they were a bit up the ladder a bit more, he would have been my underrated player for this year.
Yeah.
But they just not like they should be. You know, to see his potential and what he brings to a side, you'd think they'd be in the eight at the moment. But that's why I just didn't. But he's playing good footy, man.
He's playing so.
And well. I don't know, like he's just getting his body right week in and week out. Like you can see him hanging on. He's a soldier.
Yeah.
And the stories I heard about, you know, obviously him playing at Manly and how much they loved him, you know, playing for Manly. He's a warrior. And it's good to see him playing good footy at the back end of his career as well.
He certainly wants at least a season with Des Hasler again, though.
I think so.
For sure.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, we know what Desi can bring out in him. And, I don't know how many more years he's got left in him, though, because he looks like he's sort of slowly...
He's got one left.
Slowly falling apart. But if he can get him close to a chance next year with an extra year with these... back rowers, these boys, these players at the Titans, I think they're going to go well.
Yeah, well, you got to add Beaufort Moore into that. Like they've plugged Joe Stimson there all year, who's, you know, he tries his ass out, but he's nothing on Beaufort Moore.
No, and Beau was, how close was he to playing Origin?
He was 18th man or something. He was in camp last year.
Didn't he make a team last year? I'm pretty sure he played an Origin game last year.
Did he?
He was in camp.
I think he was 18th man.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, no, he did an ACL or something, well, didn't he, afterwards. I thought he played a game. I might be wrong, but I thought he played a game. Yeah.
Jeez.
And, I mean, I talked about in the blog the Titans' outside backs, guys like Philip Sami, Brian Kelly, obviously Cam Pereira's burst onto the scene, and Jaden Campbell.
Is he okay? Can he pass a ball?
Camperero.
He just kicks every time for people. Like, there's people inside. Yeah. It's just like,
nah. This will look better.
I'm going to chip it and hopefully someone gets there or I'll get there. I've never seen him pass back on the inside.
He's also broken the Titans seasonal try scoring record. So clearly something about it's working.
He's a freak. Yeah.
I think out of those four sides, I'd probably say the Knights are in the best position to sneak into the finals.
Yep.
If they're to do so, someone's got to drop out. Cronulla Sharks are on the slide big time.
Surely.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, Will Kennedy going down. I'd probably have him as one of the most underrated players in the game well. He's timing and positioning in backline shifts helps. Like, they have that slingshot move where their backline is so deep. Like, they'll be 20 or 30 metres back from the play of the ball and they all swing around. They're going to miss him. Very interested to see how, I'm presuming it's Nico back to one this week and Braden Trindle and Matt Moylan in the halves.
Interesting.
Very interested to see how that goes. On paper, it's not a bad shout. Moylan's
got to do something.
Well, they've got to do something, So that'll be interesting to see there. The Raiders and the Cowboys both coming off disappointing performances and loss and games they probably should have won. They both missed 10 or 12 tackles more than their season average last week. So we talk about, they were beaten to the punch and, you know, maybe they were out-enthused or out-energized. I think those numbers, that's a good indication that, they were probably just off the mark last week. So we'll see how they respond. And then the Bunnies as well, they've very quickly somehow managed to get all the way up into sixth position on the ladder, which makes me happy.
Yeah, it was very... very sneaky, very, very sneaky.
It was sneaky. Yeah, well, they needed Sharkies and... ooh, very sneaky. we've got to see. Against the Tigers last week, they conceded 18 points. Two of those tries were off kicks. So that's an improvement on what they've been doing over the last month or so. But, need to see over the next few weeks if they can rediscover their defensive form.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if they do, they won't slip out.
NRLW, a couple of rounds in as well. I'm telling you, West Tigers are a shout here, Oscar.
100%.
Yeah.
They're holding up that club.
They are.
The girls are.
Mind you, they didn't look altogether bad last week. West Tigers men, did they?
Just the boys played really well. Yeah, I think the Tigers played really well last week. Dane Laurie and Brooks played well in the halves, and Appy's just continuing to... justify the money Appy's they've spent on
They'll lose Brooks next year, so.
Premiership winning
West. I don't know what's happening there. West Tigers watch, jeez.
All right, NRLW, what stood out to you? What should we be keeping an eye on?
Well, I'm going to be dropping a piece for the blog tomorrow, which will do a little bit of a preview of each game. Nice. But a few things I've noticed over the weekend, or over the last 2 weeks, if you're looking at try scorers, on Sunday, the Eels take on the Knights. The Eels' right edge has conceded 8 tries in 2 games.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a bet, look on that Knights' left edge. Interested to see how the Roosters respond. They got beat by the Raiders last week.
Yeah, that was a big shock, wasn't it?
Massive upset, yeah. I wrote a piece for Rugby League Writers today about Zahara Temera, the Raiders halfback. She kicked for something like 400 metres on the weekend, which is big numbers in the NRLW.
Yeah.
I think the highest season average last year was 260 or 280 or something. She almost doubled that. And they just played field position.
Yep.
They kicked down field. They made Roosters work out of their own end, and then they crashed over in good ball. So interested to see how the Roosters respond. And then also the Bronx started the season 0-2, which is very surprising.
I was with Scotty Prince, actually. He's pulling his hair out.
Does he have any?
Poor fella. I always said this to him. I was like, you know, it's going to be coaching's. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, and he always was going to know that. But I don't think he was prepared that they were going to go 0-2 to start.
They've had some key positional changes and loss of players though as well, though, haven't they?
Yeah.
So it might take them a few weeks to get going.
Yeah, 100%.
I think missing the finals would be a huge.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be able to claw back a couple of wins, but interested to see Hayley Maddox being named at fullback again. I'm not sure she's the answer for the Bronx at the back, so it'll be interesting to see what Princey does there.
Well, I don't think we have
They don't have many options.
We're dropping like flies in the backs.
Yeah.
I think we've lost, obviously, Julia Robinson.
Yep.
She's out for, I think, she might be on for the season.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay.
And then there was another, the biting situation.
Yeah. Ashley Werner. She'll be back next week.
Yep. So that was 3 weeks. So
they've got Gail Broughton at six at the moment. Whether they move her back to one and they've got someone else who they can plug in next to Ali, I don't know. But
yeah. But look, it's a good game for these girls, like the derby up there.
It's going to be so good.
Before the blokes game. Like it's the crowd's going to be massive. Yep. And they're really going to enjoy that.
What about Tytesall? Where are they playing Tytesall?
Romy's playing on the left edge. Oh, no, the right edge. Tasman Gray's on the left.
Okay.
Yeah, she's playing great foot. Romy's great. I think there's a couple of really good back rowers in the game. Olivia Koenigs at the Chooks, she's another one. Yeah, and back row is a really good value in the NRLW for try scorers as well. So if you're looking to have a dabble, that might be where it goes.
Beautiful. We're always looking to have a dabble in that, aren't we?
I love dabbling.
Yeah. All right, it's time. Go.
Well, obviously I went down on the weekend. It's not a crazy story, but it's one that I will remember, and I think everyone there will remember as well. It was a long drive from Manly.
Yeah.
All the way down to Wollongong.
Oh, so did you? Okay, all right. So
bus trip, yeah. Bus trip with a really, really hectic crew.
Yeah.
I had to rein myself in and I didn't have any beverages on the way down.
Didn't you? Zero. I was going to say, that'd be a deep esky in that drive.
Oh, it would have been. So I brought the handbrake to put the handbrake on. Yeah. That's my wife. And my son. No, I thoroughly enjoyed the drive on the way down.
Yeah.
But as soon as I got there, I'd been licking salt blocks for a week, so I was parched.
Yeah.
As soon as I'd entered the war zone, that is Wollongong Stadium down there in Wollongong, it was great. The temp was amazing. It was a great afternoon for footy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't dark. Like, it was still daytime. It was a 5:30 kickoff right on the water.
It's a picturesque little spot.
It is a little. It's nice. And we were all sitting together. And just to rattle off a few names, Tommy Simons, Jimmy Bura, The Scope.
Yeah, right.
A lot of Wolfman. Beaver was there again. It was a pretty cool crew.
Outstanding.
Very, very cool crew. And I reckon before full time, I was there.
You were full.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't really drink anything before the game, like first half. I think I got about 8 golds in me in the last 40. The only person I was racing was myself.
Oh, yeah.
But I think
did you win? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Well, not after yesterday.
I think there were any winners in that second half. Yeah.
But the best thing about it was we'd all gone in the sheds after the game and, you know, the team song. Beer was getting passed. It was great. We were all leaving and we all got back on the bus, like all the people that came, and we were ready to go. And the bus has taken off and the bus pulls over and then enters the man himself. He wasn't going to go with his teammates. He came with his family and friends.
Really?
Daily Cherry Evans. It was one of the coolest things ever that happened because the bus just went up. Like, there was piss everywhere. Oh, beer, wow, that is. Mate. There's kids freaking out. Like, my eyes. I said, get used to it, son. He's 2.5. But it was just like the bus had just gone up, and Bill, the bus driver, was just fuming because the first thing he said before we got, please no drinks on the ground.
Don't spill your beers. Oh, yeah.
And then by the time he got on, I had me speaker out of me little man pouch. Eagle rock play.
Yes.
That's huge. Game on, baby. So a great weekend down there in Manly for a great man.
Outstanding.
With all the stats, trends, and betting you need to know, this is The Offload.
How long has it been since you've done an offload, Ryan? Did you come in for one earlier in the season,
First month, maybe?
Yeah, right.
When Fogs was sick.
Yeah.
Call up from the reserve grade.
Yeah, I think that was probably our best episode
of the season. One short week.
Back
he goes.
But it's good to have you back in a fun podcast, you know?
That's it. Yeah. It's good to be back where it started.
Yeah. Great
one jokes, that goes for 40 minutes. Too,
What is this? Do you still do this segment over on the AFL one as well?
I do.
What's it called?
The Snapshot.
Yeah, I'll leave me out of it. Hate it. Don't argue.
Sounds like a less good version of The Offload.
Yeah. Not less good sport.
Yeah. Let's start with Alex Johnston, the only man to score a hat-trick in round 23, playing a nice $3.50 against the Tigers.
Yeah, $3.50 for a hat-trick.
Yeah.
They were playing the Tigers.
Yep. lots of value there. Also, quietly broke the competition record of most multi-try games with
one. Yeah, no cool. way.
Fun little fact for you.
I thought Jareem was going to run him down, the intercept try one that he took, his first one.
I think he's just...
But he still got it.
Yeah, I mean, he still got it. I think he just needs... When he sees it's going, it's... Yeah. It's just that little, he's lost that tiny bit of acceleration.
Dreams very fast.
So Jono's scored two or more in four of his last five away games with the Bunnies. Bunnies playing finals this year.
Yes.
Oscar?
Yep.
He's confident.
Don't ask
One word answers.
I think everyone around them is just too inconsistent, even if they're not playing well themselves. I think they make it in there. Who are the punters' pals?
Newcastle at the line, who we've already spoken about at length. Thumped the rudderless Raiders last week in their own backyard. Kalen Ponga starring and surviving that HIA scare as well. The Knights were plus 4.5 at the line before kickoff, and they've now covered in 8 straight against the Green Machine.
Wow.
That's a start.
Yes.
It is a start.
Anything else?
Ruben Garrick against the cellar dwellers in the competition.
My drinking buddy on the weekend. Good bloke. Oh, great bloke. Yeah. Great bloke.
He looks like a great bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very
bit biased there, mate.
He can play footy. He obviously can play footy as well.
So Garrick has scored in 5 of his last 6 games against opponents ranked in the bottom 4. That is one to keep in mind with Manly taking on the Dogs and the Tigers in the final 2 weeks of the season. And last but not least, the Sharks against the reigning Premier. 28-0 drubbing against Penrith last week. They've now lost 8 games in a row against the reigning Premier.
Granted, they were playing the Premiers, but being kept scoreless at this time of the season, damning.
Well, one of my mates is a Sharks fan, and it's the best.
Yeah.
I'm just loving him because he just talks so much crap.
Outstanding. What about if you're not first, you're last?
Got a couple of good ones this week in terms of first try scorers. Herbie Farnworth, $9.50 versus the Chooks last Thursday, scored 4 minutes in.
Do you want to tell us about anything there, Jarrell?
Yeah, got on him.
Got on him. Yeah. Popped in our chat, but not in the open room.
So that's still happening. That was the case last year.
And it was, popped in our chat after it saluted.
So Farnworth has scored a try in 6 of his last 7 Thursday night games.
He should never have scored that, by the way.
That was ridiculous.
And the only other one was Francis Marlow, $41 for the Dragons on Saturday. 9 punters backed him. 1 walked away with $410.
Good
collect.
All right, we talked about it for 4 or 5 weeks left of the regular season. How are the futures markets looking?
Couple of firmers in terms of the premiership. The Broncos are $5 into $4.25. Rabbitohs and Storm still steady around the $8 mark. Warriors have drifted just $1, $11 out to $12 coming off the buy. So there's a bit of value there. And the serious drifters are the Cowboys, $10 out to $13. And the Raiders, $51 to start the round, now out to $81, beg your pardon.
Wow, that's long.
That is long.
And the only other market worth noting here in terms of futures is the Knights to make the top 8. They were $4.50 a fortnight ago, now into $1.75.
Holy moly. That is coming strong. Yes.
Just winding it back on firmers, when did you get on Souths to win the premiership?
Before the season.
Oh, did you?
13s.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, because I think that when they dropped out of the 8, they got back out to about $13, didn't they? That's a pretty big firm of just pretty much sneaking past West Tigers last weekend, isn't it?
I think it probably has more to do with maybe Cows and
Raiders losing.
Also losing like that. Yeah, I suppose that makes sense. The incorrect groundings, the multis that fell one leg short.
Yes, I actually like this little segment that Liam's come up with. Yeah. I stole it for the AFL show. So
what do you call it over there?
Hit the post.
That's
all right.
That's
right.
Actually a better, I like that. It started here, but
I'll allow that one. Eat shit, Liam. Eat shit. $15 into almost $65,000.
Is that the biggest one?
That might be close. This one's pretty sick. So this is a 9-leg same game multi on Bronx Roosters. I'm not going to run through every leg, but he nailed Katoni Staggs, Billy Smith, Pat Carrigan, Broncos the cover, a few other really safe legs. The leg that he's failed is your boy, Timsy. Reece Walsh and
overrated.
No.
And he keep this overrated like any multi.
He went through too and passed it back on the inside of Smoothie, wasn't he?
Yeah, and Smoothie got tackled by Aaron Atkins. Great tackle.
$15 tackle of the week.
Can you imagine him going through and you just
dearie, mate. Anything else?
This one's not as bad, but it's still pretty bad. $10 almost into $10,000.
That's bad.
Yep. five legs. They were all on the first, second, or third try scorer
That's
market.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. I don't think we've had that.
No, so this, this is a newbie. He's nailed Herbie Farnworth, Dom Young, Alex Johnston, and Olokoatu, and he's failed on Stephen Crichton.
Critter.
I was on Critter last week too. Yeah.
They're all try scorers too, aren't they? Mad Maltese. We actually haven't had one of these in a while. This is Maltese that did get up.
The bookie sent this one through especially on Monday, and this one's a ripper. Dollar into just over $2,500.
No!
Thank you very much.
That's what we want.
This is a good one.
This is what we want.
eight legs. They're all anytime try scorers again. Isako, Olokoatu, To'o, Khan Pereira, Jerome Luai, Jason Saab, Cohen Hess, and Kikau.
Cohen Hess.
I know. Well done.
Yeah. He's got off from Specky, didn't he?
Tipping that this is a fire relation of
one
Cohen
of the best,
Hess.
Yeah, the potentially. Best
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
a good
incredible. The bloody good odds.
Yeah, so this is one I started doing on AFL, but just the, I guess the small bets with big odds.
Yeah.
Yep, speaks for itself.
Yep.
$30 into $1,500. Anthony Milford to score two or more tries.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a pretty nervous watch because he only scored the second
right
with 2 minutes.
Right at the
minutes.
Yeah.
And he didn't bring it around, so Jermaine missed the kick.
Well, Milf's not a try scorer, so he wouldn't have known that. He would have thought just
it was his first double since 2016.
He would have been thinking, just get me big belly over there.
And you were on the Dolphins 1-12, were you?
Yes, probably a few other people.
You should have just had $30 on Milford
plus
tries.
I thought about it, and then
the market for 2+ try scorers at the moment is mad.
Yeah,
there's
good value there.
There is great value.
Find the right ones.
Yeah.
Finally, don't tell the misser.
Yes, $10.5K on the Eels head-to-head versus Storm, $20K on the Roosters to win and the over, so the double market, $30K Manly 13+, and
stings. My God, that hurts.
And $15K on the Green Machine head-to-head.
God, it's good to have you back, Ryan.
Yeah. It's good to be back, boys.
The Neds NRL Punting Podcast Multi.
All right, well, last week, for the first time in a while, it did fall over, but it was by more than one leg. Two didn't get up.
Yeah.
My over bet didn't get up, thanks to the Raiders. I thought that was the best leg of the round. Obviously, that's why I picked it. It was horrific. And then someone else.
I had cows minus 8.5, and they shat the bed.
And they absolutely shat the bed. Thank God, because I thought I'm going to be staring down the barrel of being the only bloke to tip the wrong leg. Anyway.
That's two in a row for me. Come on.
Let's go again. Oscar, you're kicking us off this week.
Warriors taking an alternate line. I think they're versing the Titans. Is that right?
Yep, that is correct.
Cool.
It's on the Gold Coast.
Yeah. The Warriors will do that easy. They're playing great footy. They've had a week off.
Freshen up.
Yeah, I think they'll beat them 13+. But for the multi, playing it safe, alternate line minus 5.5, I think.
5.5 is what you're talking. $1.60 for that. I think that was a good bit of value. Yeah. Certainly for the third-placed team.
Yep.
Jarrell, you're second this week.
Just in absolute form at the moment, these boys. My Broncos. I'm going them in the derby up there in Townsville. If Valentine Holmes doesn't get through with his charge tonight, which it is, even with him, I think Adam Reynolds is just so good at the moment in controlling his side and letting the other, those other superstars do their thing. So, yeah, I've gone the Broncos to win.
Repeats of their round 22 efforts and the Broncos win quite easily, don't they? So you're getting $1.68 for them head-to-head.
I am
third this week. I've taken South Sydney at an alternate line as well of 5.5 points.
Glory.
They're $1.50 about them. They're playing an absolutely atrocious team in the Cronulla Sharks. Yep. And I've just wound it back in to within a try. I thought that looked quite good. For $1.50, Ryan, this is the most interesting leg we've had on this multi this
going
year.
Rogue?
I don't know if it's rogue, but it's probably bold for my return.
No, that's true. I want an explanation as well.
Yeah. So I've gone the Eels to win and the over between Parramatta and the Dragons. So I've gone the double.
Mini same game multi.
Wow.
Major multi.
$2.35 for this one.
Yeah.
Eels have to win on the fringe of the eight, but they pumped St. George when they met earlier in the year. Both sides combined for 62 points.
Okay.
So the total points line is 47.5. So I think that's a bit low.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, let's recap. Oscar, you're taking the Warriors as 5.5-point favourites. It's an alternate line, $1.60. Jarrell, Broncos to win, $1.68. I'm taking Souths at an alternate line, also 5.5-point favourites, $1.50. Finally, Ryan, Eels, an over 47.5 total match points, $2.35, I believe you said it was. It's a $9.50 multi this week.
Yeah, nice.
Nice. Tidy.
It's gettable.
Don't look at me like that. Don't do that to me.
We say it every week. I think it's gettable.
I'm going to get on this.
Yeah. All right, punters. Well, that one is going to be built from Wednesday morning and available for your convenience under NRL round specials at neds.com.au or on the Neds app. And in Liam's absence, I'm going to put it into the open group as well. All right, guys, it's that time of the week. Going to start with a question for you, Gerard.
Yep.
Are you getting on the multi this week?
No. Nice. No, because every time I have, we've just gone to show. I'm just going to let it organically happen and let all the punters get on it, all right?
Well, I think we're down, Ryan, about 4 units for the season at this point.
Have you got 3 up this year?
Two.
Okay.
We've missed by one leg. Ball. 11
Stop
times.
Yeah.
11
Have we really?
Times we've missed by one leg. Yeah.
We'll finish above.
Sickening stuff. Yeah. I'm very confident we will, honestly. And it begins in round 23.
Let's go.
Have you got a final thought for us?
Yeah. I mean, I just can't wait. It's the perfect time for a local derby. 3 o'clock in the Arvo on a Saturday. Take my money.
It shapes as the first real classic between for a few seasons.
Yeah. Like this, it does, because both of them. I mean, obviously from last week, obviously not the Cows hitting their straps the way they would like to, but I froth watching these games.
Yeah.
These I get very excited about these games.
Yeah.
I
was gonna say to get your words out.
Well, I was gonna say something.
Why is the desk levitating again?
Go to bed, kids. I thrive on watching these games.
Yeah.
And they've hardly ever miss.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're not doing anything Saturday afternoon, make sure you turn that telly on. Not KO. Getting straight on the telly.
We don't want any buffering.
No, we don't want buffering.
Yeah.
They've already copped a fair bit, but that is the game to watch this weekend. And it's defying for, you know, the Cowboys. They probably need to win to get a bit of a run into the final. So I just can't wait to watch that game over the weekend.
Yep, looking forward to it as well. Oscar.
I'm going to give an NRLW player a shout out.
Nice.
Jakiah Whitfeld plays on the left wing for the West Tigers. Your mates, Jared?
My mates, yeah.
Jakiah's played 2 games in the NRL before this season, so she's still very much in rookie territory. I'm just going to read her numbers out. As a left winger, in round 1, she scored 2 tries. She had 2 line breaks, 6 tackle busts, and she ran for 182 metres.
Holy hell.
Round 2, 1 try, 1 line break, 16 tackle busts.
Wow.
What?
And 292 running metres.
Good Lord.
92. So
in 2 games, she's run for 474 metres and she's broken 22 tackles in 2 games.
Seriously?
And scored 3 tries.
Where was she prior to the Tigers?
She was at the Knights last year. She played 2 games for them. So, the West Tigers.
That is incredible, those stats.
I wrote in the blog that she's putting up Brian Totten numbers, but they're better than Totten.
They're better.
Yeah. So, keep an eye out for Jakiah Whitfeld. She's an incredibly powerful ball runner.
I can't believe I'm going to watch the Tigers just to watch her.
Yeah.
But, she's busy in yardage too. So, shout out to Jakiah.
Outstanding. Ryan.
I'm going to give this a fast 5 seconds because that's all it's
nice.
Bloody,
yeah, okay,
bloody worth.
Didn't think I was going to get one of those for 4 weeks.
So, I got multiple messages over the weekend from the great man, Liam Fogarty, saying, please,
mention, that's exactly how he would have said.
Please mention these winning multis that got up in open groups. So look, I'll give him a
shout out.
He got one up on Thursday night, Broncos Roosters, $8.12 that was paying.
Yeah.
And then he got up another one up on the Storm Eels game, $7.70. So fair play to him.
Yeah, okay.
He's tipping well.
To his credit as well, he spruked that multi to us before that game started. Mm. And we were really riding that Ezra Mam try there as well. So
true, he did.
Good for him.
Mm. Yeah.
Good for him.
He's still a fraud, but
yeah. What a coward. Have 4 weeks off. All right. Ryan, thank you for joining us. You're going to be with us for the next couple of weeks.
Let's
as well.
Do it. Looking forward to it, boys.
What's it called? Exciting.
Yeah, oh yeah, we named the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lot of pressure.
What do you reckon? Rizzo's back.
Yeah.
Well, it's Old Boys Pod.
Old Boys Pod. Oh. Yeah.
But the Old Boys back in.
Old Boys Podcast Club. Like that? Let's call it that.
I love that.
All right, punters, thanks for listening to Old Boys Podcast Club. Enjoy the footy this weekend. Of course, if you're having a bet, always remember to gamble responsibly.
Thanks for listening to the Neds NRL Punting Podcast. Remember to like, subscribe, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.